This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence joined the nation in paying tribute Friday to the late Senator John McCain, saying the longtime Republican lawmaker and war hero served a cause greater than himself.
On behalf of a grateful nation, we will ever remember that John McCain served his country, and John McCain served his country honorably.
Hundreds of members of Congress attended the ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda, an honor that has been bestowed upon just 30 Americans throughout the country's history. McCain's coffin rested on a wooden platform known as a catafalque, which was first used in 1865 to support the casket of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. President Donald Trump was not invited to Friday's ceremony or McCain's funeral on Saturday. A bitter feud between Trump and the two-time presidential hopeful took root during Trump's campaign when he mocked the former naval aviator who spent 5 years as a prisoner of war for getting captured during the Vietnam War. Pop singer Ariana Grande covered one of the late Aretha Franklin's hits, Natural Woman, at a star-studded celebration of the late Queen of Soul in Detroit Friday. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, his wife Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and a host of musicians gathered to remember the singer who was a giant in the world of American music. The ceremony at the Greater Grace Temple assumed epic proportions with a program of speakers and music scheduled to last more than 5 hours. Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at age 76. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea is sending a special envoy to North Korea next week to discuss the arrangements for a third summit between the two countries' leaders. A South Korean presidential spokesman said Friday the as-yet-unnamed envoy will travel to Pyongyang on Wednesday. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had agreed at their landmark summit in Panmunjom in April that Moon would visit Pyongyang later in the year. Yonhap News Agency reports South Korea proposed sending the special envoy early Friday, with North Korea accepting the offer by telegram Friday afternoon. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wrapped up a tour of three African nations on Friday. She said her goals during the visit were twofold: to promote business ties with Germany and to curb the wave of migration from the continent to Europe. Merkel's tour included two stops in three of West Africa's most vibrant economies, Senegal, Ghana, and Nigeria. Nearly a dozen German CEOs keen on promoting business ties accompanied the chancellor on her trip. Merkel's tour coincided with a major development in Berlin. Earlier this week, her government handed over the remains of indigenous Namibians killed by German forces in the early 1900s. The UN Refugee Agency warns asylum seekers and migrants who have come ashore on the Greek islands are living in conditions unfit for human habitation. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of asylum seekers and migrants who have made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea are forced to live in squalid, overcrowded centers on the Greek islands of Lesbos, Samos, Chios, and Kos. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley tells VOA these conditions are having a devastating impact on people's well-being.
We are seeing increasing numbers of people, including children, presenting with mental health problems. We're seeing rising levels of sexual assaults because there is insufficient security in place in the sanitary facilities as well.
The UNHCR says Greek authorities must do more to overcome bureaucratic delays that are preventing the speedy transfer of people to the mainland. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States is rallying India to tackle pressing security issues, with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo soon to embark on his first trip to the subcontinent as the top U.S. diplomat. Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will hold high-level talks with India's foreign minister and its defense minister on September 6th, also known as the U.S.-India 2+2 dialogue. Halting Indian oil exports from Iran and reducing the South Asian country's reliance on Russian arms are said to be high on the agenda. I'm David Byrd.